السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of یوم الجمعہ. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. And may your mubarak stay in all khays where you are right now and speaking to the Ummah. A beautiful town, I think, very good Hibs class. Alhamdulillah, many students studied in all khays by Hazrat Maulana. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq to recite the Quran. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and our brother Dawood Mondli. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week, and today is the 22nd of Sha'ban 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, the genuine gold shining glittering, and verses number 50, 51 and 52. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala punished them with various types of punishment and chastisement for the Pharaoh and his potential dictatorship and his cronies and comrades and so forth. So now they beg Musa alayhi salam, pray to Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses, peace be upon him, pray to Allah, Allah Ta'ala remove the punishment. And then what happens? Surah 43, verse number 50. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Hence, when we, again Almighty Allah used the word we to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, and as a symbol of respect and reverence, who can remove it? Nobody else, no politician, no government, no person, no organization. Hence, when we remove anhumul adab from the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades and followers, the punishment, and then after a short period of time, إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. Suddenly, then they violated the treaty, they violated the ceasefire, they violated the peace, and then they went back to their old habits and so forth. That again, they want to cause harm to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and the Muslims, and then they don't want to believe in the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Does that not resonate with today's Israelis, the Jutlas, the Jews and the Zionists? The world are seeing who the real terrorists are. So nevertheless, that was by the Pharaoh as well. And then, now he wants to show his authority. I am in charge. He was so drunk with power, the Pharaoh, he even claimed divinity in the form of humanity. And he said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being. I am God incarnate, divinity in the form of humanity. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Go and read chapter 79. And that is Surah An-Nazi'at and verse number 24, where he said, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And therefore Almighty Allah made him a sample and example for humanity and posterity. those of you who are going to Cairo, Egypt, you must visit the Pharaonic Museum. We've been there, mashallah. There are two different museums there. One is the Islamic Museum and one is the Pharaonic Museum. You will find the Faraina, the various pharaohs, and how their bodies are mummified and so forth. So he also is lying there, and you will see that his nose is a little bit cut, you see. They say one of the big fish just gave him a tickle, you know. He said, "Hey, Pharaoh, I want to just tickle your little nose for you." And he just put him there to teach him a lesson, you see. So Almighty Allah humiliates them. And everlasting doom and gloom for him. Surah 40, verse 46. Even now, as I'm speaking to you, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us he's being punished. Surah chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, verse number 46. An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiya. The Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, they are being presented to the fire day and night all the time. That is now, that is after their death and drowning, and before the day of justice. How we know? See what Allah says. Chapter 40, verse 46. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ. And when the day of justice will be established. أَدَخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Then it will be told to the followers of the Pharaoh, all of you enter and now go to the worst punishment and chastisement, everlasting doom and gloom, and that is Jahannam. So what is happening now is called Adab Barzakh, the interspace, after death till the day of justice. It's called Adab Khabar. Remember that it doesn't mean it must be in a grave. It can be anywhere, and the person will be punished. And that is what Quran is teaching us, you see. So we need to beg Almighty Allah for protection. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا. Ya Allah, all the good things of this world that are permissible, give it to us. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. All the excellent things of the year after. Of Jannat and so forth, granted to us بِفَضْلِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ وَجُودِكَ وَكَرَمِكَ, through your grace, mercy and benevolence. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, save us from the fire. Direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, chapter 2, verse 201. See now, he's trying to show, I am in charge. That is now you have the 10-point dictator, Trump and Bibi Netanyahu, all the jokers and all the enemies of Islam and humanity. وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ. So the Pharaoh makes an announcement amongst his people. قَال, what does he say? يَا قَوْمِ, oh my people, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرِ. Am I not the one who's in charge of Egypt? I have the kingdom sovereignty of Egypt. I am in charge. وَهَذِي الْأَنَهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. And these streams and rivers that are flowing here in Egypt beneath us. You see my palaces, my castles here, and look at the River Nile and all that's flowing here, and so many other things here. It's all with my command. When a person says that, so you must remember that Almighty Allah punishes him in the same manner. He said that water belongs to him, the rivers and the streams belong to him. So Almighty Allah let him drown in the water and in the Red Sea, and became a lesson for humanity and posterity. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِأَنَّكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. They were so enslaved. There was so much propaganda was made that they couldn't even imagine that the Pharaoh has drowned. So Almighty Allah brought his body up, preserved it for all of them to see. This is the so-called mighty Pharaoh and so forth. As you live, so you shall die. He said that, I am in charge of this water. People who don't do backdoor business, then they get killed also with a backdoor. You see that? So that is Allah's got his own system. Me and you, we don't understand the divine plan of Almighty Allah. Because everything of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is infinite and unlimited. And everything of ours is a puny little brain, limited. So how can we understand the wisdom of Almighty Allah, comprehend it and perceive it? It's beyond perception, comprehension.
أفلا تبصرون تتابعوا ناو telling them don't you see I am running the show here I am the main guy here so Almighty Allah teaches us how he tried to pontificate himself and he tried to project and promote himself and then disgracing according to him trying to disgrace Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam So now he's juxtaposing, drawing a comparison between himself and him, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So the Pharaoh was fair in complexion, powerful, very wealthy, and he had so many things, army, police. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, dark in complexion. Allama Kastalani also has mentioned it, the commentator of Bukhari Sharif. كَأَنَّهُ رَجُلٌ سُودَانِيُّ His Nami, Ismigrami mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran to show us what the mighty messenger of Almighty Allah he was, he is, he always will be, Moses, Moshi, the Jutlas, the Haramis say. So we must be clear that he is the mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. The most times his Mubarak honorable name is mentioned in the Quran Sharif amongst all the prophets and messengers. The izzat and honor is not what people say, it's Allah Jalla Wala, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha. Allah gives izzat honor to whomsoever he wishes. Allah gives zillat and disgrace to whomsoever he wishes. Now see what the Pharaoh says. You know, like today political parties trying to promote themselves and then criticizing, condemning others. Am ana khayrun? Am I not better and superior? Min haza alladhi compared to this one here. You see, this one here. So considered as someone very inferior in his mind, Allah forbid. Huwa mahid, he is despicable, he is disgraced, Allah forbid. Nakala kufar kufar nabashad, nakul kufri laysa bikafirin. That is what the Pharaoh, the Harami said regarding Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He is despicable, he is disgraceful. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينَ And he can hardly express himself. His speech, he is stuttering, he is stammering. Oh Muslim, oh Muslimah, if you have the problem, your child, your children, grandchildren have the problem. Chapter number 20, Surah Taha, in the 16th Juz, 16th Sukara, verses number 25, 26, 27, 28. Read it and blow on your children, blow on yourself. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Before Junaid Mota phones me, I read that verse, you see. Before we do tafsir, we read it. Before we do a program, we read it. Why? Because only Almighty Allah will help us. At all times, all places, all circumstances. رَبِّ شُرَحَ لِي شَدْرِي Ya Allah, you open my heart and my bosom for me, Ya Rab. وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي Ya Allah, make my task, my brief easy for me. And make my mission easy for me. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي Ya Allah, the knots in my tongue, the tongue twisters. We have sometimes names and certain we have to pronounce and it's so difficult. Ya Allah, you remove the knots in my tongue. Yafqahu qawli. So they can understand my speech. So therefore he was mocking Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Then what happens? InshaAllah al-Aziz, we will discuss that tomorrow. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. G-I-M-A in Qakhis. About half an hour before Witbank, you know. In Kumalanga. You know what is Kumalanga? You must pull it, but they say it means Langa is the sun. So the sunrise, you see here. Yeah? So then they're praising the sunrise, the bounties and the favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So mashallah, we came here yesterday at around 6:30, had some nice tea and what have you. Then went to the masjid and had a wonderful program as we'll explain to you just now. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 22nd of Shaban, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. The Haaretz newspaper writes, 3 empty buses explode. So meaning this happened in Tel Aviv. So that is their original capital. and right in the heart of Israel, that is the hub where the airport and all the business and so forth carries on. And two bombs were found in Tel Aviv. So now remember, straight away, they will blame the Palestinians. Maybe the Juttas did it themselves. Remember, the Juttas are masters of doing these type of things, and they'll blame others. So we don't know really who did it, but they will always say the Palestinians did it and Hamas did it and so forth. Netanyahu is no protector of Israel. You got it? Haaretz newspaper. He's not there to protect Israel. He's to protect himself and his self-interest and his family, that they must not go into jail and prison. From two, inshallah, we make dua. Allah Jalla Wala sent him to jail for many, many years, just like Kadzef, the president previously of Israel. You must remember that he couldn't look after his own rifle, the harami, involved in rape and sexually molesting the women and all match. He was eating omelette there in the Israeli prison, and he was guilty of corruption. So this guy also, so many charges against him and his wife Sarah. Inshallah, on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, we cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Allahumma arina ajaiba kudratik. Fa innahum la yu'jizunak. Oh beloved Allah, you appoint upon him your dogs and your special forces. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. The armies of Almighty Allah, no one knows them except him, Almighty Allah. Punish him, send him to jail, and let him rot in jail. So inshallah, that also will happen. So yesterday Hamas again handed over four bodies from Hamas, they handed them to them. So what the Israelis are saying now, they always want drama, you see. They say the three bodies are right, but the fourth body is not right. It is not the mother of the children, the Bibas children. The body is somebody else's body, the female. So we want the real one, you see that? So they shot them. Now the world knows that Israeli Defense Force shot the mother, murdered the mother, murdered the children, and now they want the destruction. That's the old tactic of Juttas, haramis. Whenever they are found guilty, then they want to distract, to divert the attention away. Now they found this, they say, no, this is not the Bibas children's mother. This is somebody else and so forth. But they are the ones who murdered them, and the world knows that. So now they want to divert the attention from the president of Israel. So you must remember, Herzog says, I was so broken when the bodies were handed over, you harami president of Israel, the biggest terrorist haramis. You're not crying while you murdered 250,000 people in Palestine, while you murdered, you know how many children you murdered and killed? 17,881 children. Your army murdered our children. You think we're going to forget and forgive? Hasha wa kalla. We will never ever forgive. We will never ever forget. We're going to get rid of you, Jutlas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. That is our law, and that is what Quran teaches us. Chapter 17, verse 7. That the Muslim army, liyasu'u hujuhakum, they will disfigure your faces. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as we entered the first time. Not with your permission. Today is Friday. The Palestinians who are very young, they can't enter there. So they at your mercy. So all that, the status quo will change. And Uncle Sam will not be able to help you. America will become the United Snakes of America. And they will disintegrate, inshallah. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا. Allah will crush their pride and arrogance. All this is enshrined in the noble Quran. So what happens now? They had an emergency meeting. They said, you put bombs there in Hamas, you put bombs there, and you put there, attack our buses, attack Tel Aviv. So now we're going full force to attack the West Bank. They just want to look for an excuse to annex the West Bank. And Trump, the harami, gave them the permission as well. So there's an Indian guy. His name is Kesh Patel, you see. But this Kesh, they don't spell C-A-S-H. They spell K-A-S-H. So Keshe Patel, the whiteys, they interrogated him, humiliated him, but he's a loyalist to Trump, you see. So now he has been confirmed. Imagine an Indian guy will be the chief director and main director of the FBI. You know, the FBI likes to intercept people. So this Indian guy will be telling them who they must intercept. And now they confirm that for the next 10 years, he will be the director of FBI. I don't know what Trump is thinking, that he's going to rule for another 10 years or what. But American Constitution says that only two terms. You know who's the main guy hiding everything? He doesn't want Keshe Patel there. He's a guy by the name of Dick Dubin. Not Durbin, Dubin. D-U-B-I-N. So he has a lot of things that are hidden and so forth. So if Keshe Patel comes, so he will take out all the cash and all the information, and therefore the whitey did not want this Indian to be in charge. You must always know these things here. Mobile homes are entering Gaza, mashallah. So make dua, more and more mobile homes enter Gaza. More and more aid and food and all that enter Spain. Now look at this story. So Spain is one of those countries. It's free for all. You can sleep with who you want to and whatever else. So now they won the World Cup, right? The Women's World Cup, Soccer World Cup. So the guy who was the chief at that time, he went to that lady and gave her a peck, like, you know, a kiss. So now it became a big story. Did she give consent or not? So anyway, they fined him. They gave him the Spain ex-chief. You know how much fine they gave him? 10,000 euros. You must remember that. They said that you kissed this lady without the consent and so forth. So the best day for them turned out to be the worst day, you must remember. This is all the jokers, you must remember. They get so disgraced, you must. Zelensky would lose elections if elections are held now there in Ukraine. So he's history. And remember that if you look at the Haaretz newspaper cartoon, so Trump is giving Zelensky such a kick that he's flying in the air. So like how you score a penalty and so forth. Putin thanks MBS. You see that? Now this is the real politics. Oh, MBS, my old friend. You hosted me, myself, Putin and Trump here in Riyadh and so forth. We thank you. But they don't say how much MBS gave them. How many billions he put in their pocket and account and so forth. So that obviously will be a mystery. Nothing happens there in Saudi free of charge. They will give them millions and so forth. Imagine the European Jews are making the statement. They saying, we the European Jews must not be duped by Israel with the anti-Semitism and so forth. They use that for their own agenda and so forth and so on. In France, one lady said she stabbed herself. Remember that Jewish lady, Harami. And then she wanted to say the Muslims, the Arabs did that. And anti-Semite crime. And then they found out she did it herself. So these are the Jutlas, remember that. The cursed nation forever. And forever Allah will punish them. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa. The G20 meeting kicked off yesterday there in Nasrec, you must remember, Johannesburg Center, whatever you want to call it. And America boycotted it. We tell America, go to hell. So if you don't want to come, we're not going to beg you. Now the DA, because they scored a wonderful goal against, you must remember, the ANC. Was that budget story on Wednesday, 2 o'clock, turned out to be a disaster, a terrible own goal for the ANC. So the question arises, will the DA have much more influence in the GNU? Obviously. And the African voter, they will say, but these guys are whiteys, but they against the 17% bet. And ANC are supposed to be for majority, but they are for it, so they want to enrich themselves at our expense. So there goes another 2-3 million voters, ANC. You score too many own goals. So therefore, the right South Africa is skating on thin ice now. You must remember that. So yes, I came here yesterday to Ochis. Ochis is where my Masi, my beloved mother's sister, Mother Halima, Masi Fatima, you see, all passed away. Allah grant them all genital syndromes. So from very, very young, I used to come here. Ochis, we Memon people say, Ochis, you know. So I delivered a lecture, everything. Then they told me two youngsters completed the Quran Sharif. Subhanallah. One's name, Hafiz Junaid. Second one, Hafiz Ibrahim. You must hear them read Quran. They're from Kiliman, Mozambique. 10, 11 students from Mozambique studying here by Sheikh Muhammad. And mashallah, my connection, Bhuti, you know Bhuti Ghani. So mashallah, he's in charge and so forth. And the Maulana, there's Maulana Shaheed, he's here 16 years. He's there 16 years. And Sheikh Muhammad running the Hif class and that, mashallah, also from Mozambique, he's here 14 years. And wonderful, you could cry, you know, the way they read, beautiful. And then we made dua and so forth. Nice crowd also. So Allah Ta'ala reward all parties. We salute everybody, the community of Wakis, the ulama, the men, the women, and our Ghani family here, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala grant all the marhumin, Jannat al-Firdaus, put his brother Hafiz Zubayr, his father Sikandar, and papa and ma, grandparents, Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah. Today after the Fajr program, we will go to the graveyard, inshallah al-Aziz. And Bhuti's son also, mashallah, he's married now in the Nabil. So Allah Ta'ala keep him and his wife happy. And it's a new bundle of joy here also, inshallah, we hope, in the near future. Today, inshallah, the programs will be there, 10 to 10:30, the nikah announcements. So remember, anybody now before Ramadan, you got nikah today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, any day. So send your nikah announcement 084-786-3132 and Maulana Zahid Khan will announce it, inshallah, Aziz. In my family, we got two nikahs, mashallah, 1 year from Ukhis, and that is our brother Bhuti, so mashallah, his brother Hafiz Zubair, so he passed away, so his daughter Zahra is getting married, mashallah, to Mikael, and mashallah, that nikah will be in Witbank in the Jummah Masjid, inshallah, after Asr, I'll be there for Jummah, and for Asr, inshallah, Al-Aziz, and brother Ihan, that is Zahra's brother, is here. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala make easy for Ihsan and for the Zahra and for their mother also, that Allah Ta'ala show them many, many more occasions of happiness and joy. And then my brother Ahmed Rashid, he is your student grandson. So now mashallah, daughter's son, Maulvi Huzaifa, he is getting married tomorrow day 12 o'clock at the Merkaz in Johannesburg, and the wife's name to be the bride's name, you see, is what? Juwairia from Azadwal. So Allah Ta'ala keep all of them happy. And you know, there's a Jamaat here also in Wakis. And mashallah, Bhuti has organized the Jamaat room. So I told him, we're going to get many more Jamaat. So Allah Ta'ala make the Ishtima also a success there, you know, in April, that long weekend when it is, the 27, 28, all those days. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make all our tablighi ishtima as a success, and Allah Ta'ala protect it min kulli su wa makruh. Jima wa Salim, let us run for another 12, 15 minutes, inshallah, with the Q&A, and inshallah, we'll try and answer as many questions.
Mufti Saab, if a non-Muslim girl embraces Islam, can a non-Muslim family member be a witness to the nikah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For a nikah to be valid, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La nikaha illa bi shuhudin. Nikah will not be valid except with witnesses. The witnesses you need minimum are two male witnesses. So remember, you can't have non-Muslim witnesses. So you, my sister, you embrace Islam, very good. Go read chapter 8, verse 38 of the Noble Quran. So tell the non-Muslims, once they abstain from their kufr and blasphemy, idol worship and shirk, and they embrace Islam sincerely, and they pass away with Iman and Islam, their sins of the past are expunged and forgiven by Almighty Allah. Now it is a happy occasion, you are Muslimah, you are, now you want your father, brother, they must be witness, but the problem is they're not Muslims, so they can't be witness. That will not be permissible, acceptable in Islam.
Mufti Saab, please advise, is it permissible to use interest money to buy pet food and donate it to the SPCA?
Yes, that's fine. Interest money you receive from the bank or wherever, is in your possession but not in your ownership. So get rid of it for the public good. You know, there's so many potholes. MP, Makulu pothole, they call it Pumalanga. So there's so many potholes there. So you go and fix up all the potholes with interest money, so that's fine. You got so many stray animals and you give the interest money to the SPCA, so that's fine. People are suffering, they got no water and so forth. You go to the poor areas and you get the boreholes and the wells and all that functioning. So all that acceptable, no problem.
Okay, so what is the ruling if you have rosas and don't know how many you must?
From the time you became baligh and mature, you must so many salat, namaz, compulsory. You must so many siyam, rosa and fast. So istafti nafsak, istafti kalbak. So you ask your inner conscience and you take the maximum amount, not the minimum amount. Your heart tells you 100 salat or 100 qaza fast. So, but now your desires will tell you, no, 50, 60. So you don't work on your desires, you work on the maximum, the 100 or the 1,000. So you start keeping qaza. Keep qaza even tomorrow and on Sunday and all that, remember that. So inshallah, right till next week, Friday. Then Friday evening, next week, 29th, we will scan the sky and we will look for the new moon and the crescent. If it is sighted, then Friday night will be Taraweeh. And Saturday, 1st March, will be Siyam Ramadan. And if it's not sighted, then Saturday will be still Shaban. And Saturday night will be Taraweeh. And Sunday, 2nd March, will usher in the fasting, inshallah Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, can a lady read Salah before the Adhan?
Yes, you can read. For example, you must remember now, wherever you are 100% sure that the time of Fajr has started already according to your perpetual timetable, which is already confirmed by your local ulama and so forth. And now the Adhan will go after 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. But the time for Fajr Salat is started already, so totally permissible, no problem. Like Ramadan Mubarak, Suhoor, Sehri time will end. And thereafter, some masajids will give Adhan after 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Some will give immediately, but you in an area where they don't give Adhan immediately. So now you sure that Fajr time has entered, and now you read your Fajr Salat, my sisters, totally permissible, no problem with it.
Mufti Sahab, my husband got paid by someone last week who owed him for work done. Must he pay zakat on it, Mufti Sahab?
So the way I understand the question, a person did some work for ABC, XYZ, let's say a plumber, carpenter, builder, whatever, and now he, that person, didn't pay him as yet. So now Ramadan will start. Must he pay zakat on that amount which is still not paid to him? No, you don't have to pay zakat on it. You only will pay zakat on it after the payment is received by you, and then you will pay zakat. Remember, on interest, there is no zakat. On bad debts, the people owe you money, but they don't pay you. They paid you quarter, and then they went away, a whole absent without leave, and they ran away. So on that amount which they didn't pay you, bad debts and so forth, no zakat.
Okay, Sahab, if I pick up money in the street, can I use it or do I have to look for the owner?
In Arabic, we have a saying, "Likulli saqitatin laqitatun." Everything that falls down, then you will find someone pick it up. Our people, you know, our people, generally, I don't say all, but majority, if they find 5 cent, 20 cent, 1 rand, 2 rand, and that in the masjid or madrasa or in the street, they'll say, hey, I found this 5 rand, 10 rand, 50 rand. Who's it is, I wonder? But they will chow up people 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 in a fraudulent deal, and then they'll just keep quiet. 10 months of dirt is another month of dirt. Somebody else's inheritance, you must remember, they usurp the rights and so forth. So remember, they will say, what you talking? In the manjabara, it is my share. So Quran, Kareem teaches us, when you usurp the rights of others, other heirs and so forth, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. those who disobey Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to go beyond the limit. You usurp the rights of others, Allah forbid, yudakhiluhu naran khalidan fiha. Allah dispatches such people to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for such people, there will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So remember that you must announce it. You can't just pocket it. And then after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, nobody comes. And if you are poor, then you use it. You are rich, you must give it to the poor and needy. And in that way there, you have fulfilled your responsibility.
Mufti Sahib, if a lady's husband passes away, can the wife sit by the late husband and see his face while awaiting the time of Bariya?
Our dear brother Ismail Amin, Gora Amin, passed away in Newcastle. And I tried to contact our sister Fatima yesterday, but I hope some of you in Newcastle will convey the message to her and tell her that I left a voice note. So remember on this, Allah Ta'ala grant our brother Gora Amin Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant our sister Fatima, the children, Riyaz, and you know, Siddiq and Sadia, all of them, Sabri Jameel family, I know very, very well for so many years, and Allah make it easy for them. So now when the husband passes away, so the wife is in iddat. Remember, waiting period. From time of death, 130 days, 130. And Almighty Allah speaks of this in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 234. Arba'ata ashurin wa ashra, that means some time of death, 130 days. Never mind sitting there. Ijma'an, according to all four schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, she, the lady, the widow, can even touch the husband, remember that. So therefore, she can even give ghusl to the husband. According to all four schools, you must remember, who gave ghusl? To Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Asma bint Umays. So we must understand the faqquf deen. So when a husband passes away, the wife can sit there, she can touch her husband, and all that she can do, you must remember that, yes, the wife passes away, can the husband touch his wife after she passed away skin to skin? So Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly say yes. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh gave ghusl to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Hanafi say no. You see, Imam Abu Hanifa was a faqih. Therefore, Imam Shafi rahimahullah said that we are the who? We are the iyal of Imam Abu Hanifa fil fiqh. An-nasu iyalun bi Abi Hanifa fil fiqh. We are the children of Imam Hanifa in fiqh. Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 4, verse number 23. Wa antajma'u bayn al-uqtain. You can't get married to two sisters at one time, two biological sisters. So your wife passed away, right? So now, if you say, you can touch her. So you must remember, it means you can't marry her sister. But Islamically, once the lady passed away, then there's no iddat for the man, you can marry the sister. So therefore, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah says, for you, the husband, to touch your wife who has passed away, physically is not permissible. So that is what you call fiqh, liyatafaqqahu fiddeen. So we get the profound, deep understanding of Islam. So remember that for the wife to touch the husband, so they're totally permissible.
Mufti Sahib, I just wanted to know about the Quran Sharif. Is it okay to check in with unaccompanied luggage or should we carry it with us?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives you the answer himself in the Noble Quran, chapter 22, Surah Hajj and verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect and reverence to the symbols, landmarks of Allah, the Quran is what? Is Kalamullah Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda, before opening the Quran Sharif, would kiss it and say, هَذَا دُسْتُورُ رَبِّي. This is the constitution of my beloved Allah. Abu Jahl, everybody knows, dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. His son is Ikrimah, his Sahabi, companion and student of Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before opening the Noble Quran, Ikrimah radiallahu anhu would kiss the Noble Quran and say, هذا كلام الله تعالى. This is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. So Quran teaches us chapter 22 verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So that's the sign that the people have taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. You're traveling for Umrah, you're traveling to India, Dubai, and Hamanskral, and Hong Kong, and wherever else. So now don't take your Quran Sharif and put in your main luggage. You just put in your hand luggage. Show respect to the noble Quran. Story time quickly before I end up. Our Mawana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, founder of the first Darul Uloom in South Africa. He started Darul Uloom in 1973. Our first graduates were in 1983, seven of them. From the seven, four already passed away. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. His honorable teacher was Hazrat Mawlana Badr-e Alam Sahib, Rahimahullah, who passed away in Medina Munawwara in 1964. He was the sage of the age. After many years, they opened his grave Mubarak, Hazrat Mawlana Badr-e Alam Sahib, and Lash, Bilkul Sahih Salim Sahib, his body was still just like that, nothing. So they came to the family to ask them, that how come your father, what is to do special? So his son Mawlana Aftab and them said, no. He said, no thing. He said, yes, there was one thing, and that is whenever a Hafiz of Quran came, so remember that he would not go and stretch his feet and legs in the direction of, you must remember, that Hafiz, so much respect he had. Imagine Mawlana was an Allama. He taught Abu Dawood and all these famous Hadith Kitab, Mishkat to Mawlana Asim Sema, Rahimahullah to all of them. And he passes away in Medina. Big sheikh he was. But if a Hafiz came, he would show so much respect to him. Because why? He has Kalamullah Ta'ala in his heart. So the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be Al-Mu'jiza Al-Khalida, Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra, the greatest miracle of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the eternal and perpetual miracle of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Last night in our Jalsa here, where Hafiz Ibrahim, Hafiz Junaid completed their Quran, and inshallah I will meet them now. I told them, you made me so happy, I will bring a present for you and your teacher. So I got it in my pocket also. So we must always show love to them, respect to them. They are Hamilul Quran. They are the Hafiz of Quran. Allah has elevated them. So may Almighty Allah imbue within us the true love for Quran Sharif and the true respect for Quran. You just dump it and put it in your luggage. People will throw it this way, that way. Carry it in your hand luggage. We travel here and there. Not once I can remember I put the Quran in the main luggage. So we carry it with ourselves and we put nicely, show respect. Allah will bless you with the knowledge of Quran Sharif. Allah will bless you with the knowledge of Sunnah Mubarakah. Don't forget, inshallah, that today we will be there in Witbank, Witbank. And now the name changed. Me, I can't even pronounce it. Name was Shaykh Leli, or we'll know what it was. And we'll be there, inshallah. Today's khutbah will come from Makkah, 11:30, Sheikh Salih bin Humayd. So straight after khutbah, we will translate and make dua. And then we'll go there to the masjid. And inshallah, 12:30 will be the azan. 12:25 will be the azan and 12:30 the lecture. So if you take it live on Markaz Sahaba, we will send you the link inshallah in the morning and the live streaming and so forth. So you can listen to it inshallah. And then will be inshallah the nikah after Asr in the same masjid. Allah Ta'ala bless our Ihsan, his sister, his mother, our Bhuti Gandhi and his mother and the whole family here. Happy, happy occasion, but you know, in reality, we have to cry also. Then the father is not here, Hafiz Zubair is not here, and the Dada and them all passed away. So on this kind of occasions, we think of them. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.